And what I love about what we teach is it's like, how do you get to experience reality in the best way possible?
I'm a spiritual chiropractor.
My friends call me the real life caregiver.
Talk it out.
Welcome.
Hello, Black Sheep Thinkers. We need a better name for the people. Hello, people that are...
Just Black Sheep. Why not just
Black Sheepers? The herd. I always like the herd, H-E-A-R-D. Listening to you. But
I do like that.
It's corny a bit, but it's true.
I do like that.
Well, okay. Anyways, for those of you who are coming on, Black Sheepers, Black Sheep Thinkers.
Whatever you want to call yourself.
We want to start off by, speaking of Black Sheep, we want to start off by sending some love to a good friend of ours that is dealing with some health stuff at Black Sheep Heritage. He does a lifestyle brand. We've worn some of his clothing before we had our own, and we still love his stuff. Yeah, he's a lifestyle brand and one of the most incredible humans.
Yeah, absolute gem of it.
And he's family to us, and he's out of Arizona, and we love him very much. No, it is not our other friend from Arizona that we talked about, but we want to send out some love. We also want to send some love really quick to Jen from South Shore Sweets.
Jen Couple, yes.
Yeah, from Napanee. She does incredible work with cookies, and she donated and made us some, I don't know if you can see that very well. It's a Black Sheep thinking.
The cookie is not only cute, but absolutely delicious.
Yeah. Her work is
so incredibly talented.
Really is.
Thank you so much, Jen.
Yeah, thanks, Jen. We love it. If you have a chance check out her Instagram as well.
South Shore Sweets.
Yeah, you go ahead and say it.
South Shore Sweets.
Tongue twister. Yeah. Even harder to say with a mouthful of cookies.
Yeah.
Thanks, Janet. They're amazing. We love Black Sheep stuff. It's so hard to find Black Sheep things.
It's true.
Ironically, but not, it's hard. It's rare and hard
it
to
is.
Find.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. And so if anyone has anything like that, I love when people give me, I've gotten mittens before from places where they made Black Sheep mittens.
Yeah.
Black Sheep wool, which is really cool. And, little figurines and stickers and pins and Christmas ornaments.
Yeah. I got that cup, that little Bo Peep cup.
Yeah.
That was a cool one.
Yeah. I love that kind of stuff. Yeah. All the kind of thing that people bring to us that are Black Sheep. So thank you. But let's move into this episode number 12.
Number 12. Yeah.
On success and failure.
Yeah, success and what those are.
Yeah, what are they? Let's start off. We don't start with success.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is success? What is not? Let's start with what is not success. Let's start with what is success.
Okay.
Because success is having as much stuff as you possibly can.
Yes. To make nicest
everyone
car.
Like you.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Expensive car. Nice house.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being able
most
to
most followers.
Up. Yeah. A lot of followers. Being able to travel the Dude. Most.
Yeah. Travel. Yeah. Yeah.
That's true success.
Yeah. We know that's not true. So actually, it's funny because most people we work with, they'll have those kind of things and then feel like I've accomplished something, but I still don't feel successful.
Yeah. It's amazing how much we see that. We see people that have all the outside success, but still the inside is.
Yeah,
they're not feeling that way.
That's
not because it's not delivering the feeling. Yeah,
yeah. As I climbed the mountain of working in other industries and started to be successful, whatever that meant.
Yeah.
Then I just felt like, oh, the outside changed. Yet I don't like the guy. I got to the top of my personal mountain, and I thought, oh, this doesn't feel any different than being at the bottom.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, because I'm the guy climbing the mountain.
Yeah.
I'm not the mountain itself.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really challenging, but that was led me here, which is great because when I let go of that definition, and now I think success for me is, becoming the truth of who I am, understanding that.
Yep.
Watching that play out with the people around me and helping people on the way, not for me, but just being a witness, as we say, or kind of witness happiness.
Yep.
Which is such an important part of our principles, witness happiness in ourselves and others.
Yep.
And, doing what I want as often as I can with the people I love. I want, same answer, whenever I want.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate dream. But
yeah.
But it's weird because we always say success. I'm not sure if I told this story here, but I don't think I did. I remember someone when I first started talking about this, and we get this a lot. It's like, do you think your way is the only way? That was asked. And I was like, well, no, of course not. There's many ways for people to find themselves, but we've understood this is the most efficient way.
Yeah.
And then
I feel like it's the most applicable to real life. like a lot of spiritual awakening stuff goes really like woo woo and outside of like
they become experiencing into their psyche.
Yeah, and it's like pushing reality away and not experiencing reality is the best way for you to feel spiritually awakened. And what I love about what we teach is it's like, how do you get to experience reality in the best way possible?
While you're in this feeling,
when you understand this feeling and you get to live from it, then your experience of reality becomes
Really balanced approach to the experience of reality versus rather than like I need to disc right. That's well said, man. I love that. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. But I remember this thing they said, "What's the dream?"
Yeah,
and I think at that point I was like, I was going through this amount of money and this amount of talks.
Yep,
and then I remember saying, if you would have asked me that a week ago, when I had a different sense of success, now I'd say being on this podcast. So like, oh, stop, Morgan. I'm like, no, because I am doing what I love right now. Yep. How is that not success? Exactly. How is that not living your dream? You can only live success in the moment. You can't live it in the future. And that's the problem with goals. I point far, far away. I attach my worth to it. I get there. It doesn't feel what I hope for. And then I have to set another goal. And then if I don't get it, I think I'm not enough. And that's so success, in my opinion, is really living in the present moment, doing what you love.
Yep.
And being with people you love.
Yeah, and choosing how you're going to experience it, right? Like getting to choose, realizing that you have the choice on how you experience this life.
Yeah, like what you said there. We should say that again.
Realizing that you have the choice on how you experience this life.
Yeah, I love the part where you said that you're like, you decide how you experience it rather than like you're a victim to your experience.
Exactly.
That's great.
Exactly.
Love all that. And so, success. What else do we have to say about success? No one's going to remember who you are anyways after three generations.
No, exactly.
Nobody's going to remember you.
Exactly.
And do you remember who your great-great-grandparents are?
No.
If you do, great. But I mean, many people ask, they're like, no. So I'm like, so why is it so important to be seen as successful?
Yeah. And I look at like I said, my grandparents are into the end phase of their life. And, both of them have said, we're ready, whatever, we're in our 90s. And I don't look at them and ever think about what they accomplished in life.
Right.
I think about how they made me feel and the times that I got to spend with them and the way that they supported me in my time of need when I was going through a really rough childhood and they saw that I needed a little extra care as a young boy and they were there for me. And that's the things that I'll always remember and not anything about any other accomplishments.
Yeah, that's a great definition. It's like creating more memories.
Yeah.
How many of us are sitting around with our family watching TV and thinking,
well, you see it all the time. I catch my kids. I'll call my kids out all the time. I'm like, wow, this is a great family gathering. And everybody's put their heads down. I'm like, why don't we put our phones down for a bit? Enjoy.
Sometimes when I see people doing that, I get on my phone and I write them while they're in the room.
That's a great idea.
That breaks it. This is ridiculous. I'm like, we're trying to connect. I'm just going to meet you where you're at.
Yeah.
Success is such. People are really projected success as, and if it's not materialistic things, and they start to understand like success is self-defined. Don't look to others. Comparison creates chaos. Don't look to others to see what you should be. I know some people that are making a good amount of money and are very unhappy. And I know people are making a small amount. They're very happy. And I know the other way around too. It doesn't matter what you make, what you have at the end, you're going to create your experience of success by being appreciative. Because if you want what you already have, you are successful.
Yeah.
Wanting something outside of you. Again, have aspirations. Those are goals without attachments in my definition. Have aspirations, have fun, go check. But then if you don't get it, who cares? Like try something else, have fun. It's weird.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having a desire to achieve something and want to create something outside of yourself. It's just whether or not you're attaching your worth and your value to them.
How many things have we tried and then been successful at them on paper and thought, well, we don't want to do this anymore. Let's try something different. Or it hasn't worked and we think, no big deal. Let's try something different.
Yeah.
And when we become, and we have, and so we're very thankful and appreciative for people allow us to experiment and play in this sandbox.
Yeah, well, when we started this podcast, it was the same thing. We were like, well, let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Thanks to all of you. We have our 100th download.
Yeah, well, thanks,
guys. But that would have been like an episode 6. So
that's for now. It's time we get here, but maybe at 200.
Yeah, who knows? And either way, we're just so appreciative of the chance we get to share this.
Yeah.
Because we don't think about what if it doesn't work out, which is a great segue
into
failure. Yeah, because success is self-defined and no one's going to remember you. There's no one's putting a statue up of you, nothing of that. And who cares? Because success after you die is irrelevant. And success even now is a lot of people. That's another thing before we go on. Success where they get it, people are so afraid to lose it. It's weird. They're afraid to get it. Yeah. And then when they get it, they're afraid to lose it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Why? You're attaching yourself to everything.
Yeah, it's just not an enjoyable way to live life. And when you let go of any attachments, and it sounds like a very Buddhist mindset.
Yeah,
it's true. Like, let go of attachment. But they're onto something there. I don't say you don't need to go and live in the Himalayas in order to let go of your, you know, well,
you don't need to
shave your head and wear a robe and sleep on a dirt floor.
Yeah,
in order to experience a loss of attachment, you just have to understand that the things that you have in life, the outside stuff you have in life, aren't yours.
And they don't, someone else is going to live in your home. Someone's going to drive your car when you die. Everything's
gone. Exactly.
And they don't define you.
Even your kids. That was a tough one for me for a while, was like, your kids aren't yours.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not yours. You get to teach them a little bit about life. And the great thing is they teach you a lot about life.
My best life coach is really my kid.
Yeah. And so then you see them on, and the idea is to just teach them how to live life on their own. That's it. That's not let them die for 18 years. That's your job.
Yeah.
Like, keep them alive. Keep them alive as best you can.
Yeah. Say some cool stuff and hope they listen at least half.
Yeah.
Pretty much like our clients.
Yeah.
And so, When we look at that, that's such a great point to me, because there's no such thing. Success can be defined by being happy in the moment and experience what you want and having a life of fulfillment. But people are so afraid to even get there.
Yeah.
So afraid to fail.
Yep.
I had a story. My sister was at a point in time where she was in college and she was really nervous because she noticed a guy.
Mm.
And she wasn't into dating much at that point. She was pretty, shy. She was shy. And she saw this guy and she came and she goes, I saw this guy at school and I really like him. And I was like, well, why don't you let him know? You might not even exist. That would be horrible. I'm like, whoa, what are your odds of getting a date if you don't say anything? She said zero. I'm like, right. So just by asking, you've increased it to 50-50.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, but I'm not doing that. I was like, what are you risking? She's like, oh, I can be embarrassed. I'm like, only your identity, only the fact that you think that it matters,
whether
it means something about you if he says yes or no.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was young, and by the way, she asked and they went out and they were dating for a long period of time and she was happy. It was a good relationship for her, but, or at least a relationship. I mean, I hope she sees it as good. But I mean, I remember when I was young, I had this crush on a girl, Stacy, and I was only in grade like 7 or something, and I didn't never say anything. And when my family asked me, like my aunt said, how did you get so fearless? I said, Stacy Bickford. And I said, Stacy. And he said, who's Stacy Bickford? I said, when I was in grade 7, I had a mass. She knows this story, by the way, as adults, and she laughs about it. But I said, I was living out east, and I knew her, and she was talking to me, hanging out, and I wanted to ask her out. I mean, whatever that means in grade 7. And I was so nervous, and I just never asked her. And she got posted away, military family. She moved away. And then she came back a year later. They got posted back.
Yeah.
A chance. And she says, when she sees me, oh, Morgan, I had such a crush on you a year ago. And I'm like, I can go now. She's like, nah, it's different.
I was like, well, wasted opportunity.
And I was like, and I realized I would regret more of the things that I didn't try.
Yeah.
And I was only defending my identity. That I thought I'd rather regret my efforts.
Yep.
Which you won't regret. You'll never feel like, oh man, I'm so glad I didn't try. Everyone who tries, it doesn't matter how it turns out, because then you know and you've tested your merit.
Yep.
And I think testing your merit is such an important part of kind of figuring out who we are.
Yeah.
And how we find our way.
Yeah. If you never try, you never know, right? Like I think we talked about that when I first started coaching. You're like, if you don't at least try, you'll never know. If you try and you're not the right fit and coaching's not the right world for you, then okay. Then you know, then at least you know you tried. And it's like, why not? Jim Carrey says it. Why not fail at doing something you love?
Right.
You know, and that's kind of where I got with it. I'm like, let's do it. And I love what we're doing. Yeah, and if it never turns into something massive, I don't care, because I'm just really enjoying what we're doing.
Yeah, me too. I think that it doesn't need to be more. It's again, we can't help 20 people at once. We can help one at a time. And that's one of our philosophies that you love, that I love too, is that we don't need to be gigantic.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of that. We have a friend online that's like, he started getting he went from like 20,000 followers to 150,000 followers and we never hear from him anymore.
Yep.
He's just drowning.
Yeah. That's like the conversation we had on the phone the other day when you're like, you know, remember every time we start to dream too big and we start to go too big outside of ourselves to slow down and go small again.
Yeah. And I appreciate that you helped me check that too, because
yeah,
we one at a time. That's all we can do. One podcast at a time, one person. I mean, the feedback we get from people is very, very kind.
It's tough to be truly present when you're constantly trying to grow, or whatever this idea of having to achieve more is. If you realize that this moment is the only moment that matters and you can be fully present in the moment, it's just so, the things that come of it are just so beautiful.
Yeah, we've had a really great week of connecting with people just by taking our time. And there's been challenges, but they seem a lot easier because there's a healthy dose of up and down, but which are just, you know, creates balance for us, which is beautiful. But the concept of failure, that's when people don't want to even try because they don't, not just they want to risk their identity, they're like, I don't want to fail. I want to try. I'm like, well, I mean, you fail lots of times in your life. You just haven't been observed being a failure. Yeah. I think that's where you know, people are their biggest fear is not failing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like, it's the child walking analogy, right? It's like, how many times does a child have to try walking before you tell them, no, walking's not for you?
Yeah. I give up teaching.
Clearly you're not going to walk. Like, you've fallen like five or six times today. Why are you bothering?
It's true. They're just so afraid to look like a failure. It's true.
Yeah.
And so if that's the identity popping in too, why bother? It's not going to work.
Yeah.
And if it does, and so if people, like we talked before, it's like, if you said it with your coaching, it's like, if you weren't coaching, and then you tried and you're not coaching, that's not failure. You didn't start your life as a coach, but at least you would know. And most people see that as fear. That middle piece is like, when I ask people, like, if I'm not a doctor, am I a failure? They say, no, you're not a failure. Thank goodness. Okay. So I'm not a failure. You'll see me as a failure. I applied to get into medical school at Queens. And by the time you come see me next week, they have declined me. They laughed me out. And am I a failure? No, but some people say yes.
Yeah.
Because you tried and it didn't happen.
Because you tried and it didn't happen.
Right. So I'm not a doctor now. I'm not a doctor then. Nothing's changed. It's not like I applied and they sent me to prison and they fined me for even.
It took my child from me.
I made a big mistake. Like that. I mean, that. And even then, it's like, there's no punitive attempt. If there's no punitive law, but there is. There's a loss in the concept of who we think we had to be.
Yeah.
And when our identity gets wounded, we're like, I'm a failure. So no, you're not. I think you're a hero for trying. I think it goes to that. If you haven't ever heard the poem or the speech, Man in the Arena, and it talks about, anyone can judge from the outside what you're doing, but when you're doing it and you're showing up and the blood, sweat, and tears in it, you're a warrior into your life and you're going to start to shape. And I would much rather let's put it this way.
Yeah.
Playing cards all the time are part of my life, obviously. Yours too now.
We
play cards and we do card tricks and fun. But if we had a card castle building competition, but you weren't allowed to make any mistakes and I can make as many mistakes as I want.
Yeah.
Who is going to build the highest castle?
100% the person who can make the most mistakes.
In that situation. Yep. Yeah, me. And who's going to know more about how not to build a card castle?
Definitely you.
Me again.
Yeah.
And so it's like, we know that it's, if we see it not as failing, as learning.
Yep.
Because if we're afraid to fail, we're afraid to grow. If we're afraid to fail, we're afraid to learn. And if we're afraid of looking like a failure, then we're letting other people dictate our lives.
Yeah. And the only one that's really going to judge you for perceived failure or the mistakes that you make is you.
Yeah.
You know, other people might cast judgment, but their judgment won't mean anything if you don't have that same judgment on yourself. And so when you give yourself the grace to make a mistake, pick yourself up, dust off your bootstraps and keep going, then there's nothing you can't do.
Right. Trying to prove yourself to who you think is the world, but you're really just trying to prove yourself to you.
Yeah.
So why are you working so hard to prove yourself to something you should already know about yourself?
Exactly.
Which is your intent and who you are. And if you don't know who you are, you have a chance to put it out there, see what you're made of, have no regrets. No rag regrets.
No rag rat.
you have no regrets on what you could be doing. And it's going to lead. And by the way, people, let's say you started a business.
Yep.
You go and you start a business, say, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, but when you attempt to do something, let's say you wanted to be a doctor, like we talked about before,
yeah,
and you fail out. Well, maybe you can work for a medical company. Maybe you could sell medical equipment. Yeah. Maybe you can,
or you can shift gears and go a completely different direction. Right. Like when I filed for bankruptcy in my construction business, that to me, I had a really hard time at that time because I saw myself as a failure. It's hard not to when you have to go through all of that financial strain and pain and suffering, and you let people down that are counting on you. And right. It was really tough. And and then I had to shift gears and continue on my life because, well, you know, what's the other option?
Yeah, I agree. You don't have to try. Yeah,
you don't have to keep going. Yeah, you have to keep going because.
But what my point is for you and that, whether you shift gears or stay, is that people think, oh, I'm starting from zero. No, you're not. No, you're starting from experience.
Yeah.
And you have everything and you put into work all the time, the stuff from your history, the stuff from your past into your current understanding.
Absolutely.
So even though you're shifting gears, which is so true, you have to push through that pain and you got to keep growing. You're not starting
from zero.
Yeah. No. And I think that's important that people think, if I fail, I have to start all over again. I'm like, you're not starting over. If we ended our company right now and we started again next week, it would take us a third of the time, if not less, because we always made the mistakes.
It was like that video that I clipped for you the other day. And you're like, oh man, I can't get it to line up properly. Something's weird about the way you line. I'm like, yeah, no problem. I can go and fix that really quick because I'm not starting right from scratch. I remember where I clipped those clips from.
Yeah, you have
I can go right back to them. Boom, 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 and have it right to you really quickly.
I was giving you much more credit now. You just made it seem too easy. No, I'm just kidding.
It was amazing. I'm so pushing.
You're a hero, man. That was such great work. Thank you. So I guess the moral of the story is this: define your own success from your heart and knowing that your success is really being happy and creating your life, and realize that there is no failure.
You've
designed a concept of failing, but we always say it's the journey, not the destination, but we don't live that way. We focus too much on what we're getting as a goal, as an aspiration, as an outcome of what success is, and not enough on the fact that you get a chance to experience.
Yeah.
Because success is happening right now.
Yeah.
We are experiencing success talking to you on this podcast.
Yes.
And we appreciate it.
And this and is. Remember, you will make mistakes because you're human.
Yes.
Give yourself the grace to make those mistakes and learn what you can along the way.
Yeah, that's it. That's the secret to life is like,
Success and failure
are just not real things.
No, they're really not. They're just concepts that we've developed in our identities and in our minds that don't really truly exist.
Yeah, but thank you for allowing us to come in and share with you these thoughts because the only moment I feel my most successful is when we're doing the work and we're here and we're sharing and we know that we hope it's reaching you still and making a difference because we all stand on the shoulders of giants and
we sure do.
We've had a lot of help to get here and we hope that you can go out and make a difference just by being yourself.
Absolutely.
That's the most successful thing is being you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can't really fail at that, believe it or not, once you know what you are.
No, that's true.
So thanks for coming again.
Yep.
Once again, I think that's going to tie us up for this week. Thank you for coming into the podcast, episode 12. We look forward to seeing you again.
Like and subscribe. Make sure you come back for more.
Get some Gen Cookies, man.
Yeah. So sweet.
Yeah. Have a great night.
Much love.